All right, let's go. All right, it is 9:32 a.m. on Monday, July 17, 2023. We'll call this special meeting of the Commissioners Court to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'd like to rise.
Dear God, we pause now to thank you for all the wonderful things that you provided us. We thank you for this opportunity to meet. We hope that we do things in your guidance and in your light. Please be with us, especially during this very high heat with our employees. Make them safe while they're out working. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Please join
me
in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, I want to thank Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Pierce for missing a little bit of their county judges and commissioners continuing education, which they're going to run to immediately following this event. And Commissioner Erickson and Commissioner Alford are already in class, so we are hoping they all get smart this week.
And better looking.
But we'll open it up right now for public comment. If you're in court, you will approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you will press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing nothing, we'll close this time of public comment. Move on to items under purchasing. We have one item, A, to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for proposal for rebid of Jefferson County Entertainment Complex naming right. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs. Item B is consider and approve budget amendment for the service center for additional costs for repairs for automobiles and trucks in the amount of $50,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget amendment for the jail for replacement of chiller and water air handlers in the amount of $105,000. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 2 for replacement of office chairs in the amount of $1,315. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 8 for additional costs for postage in the amount of $1,000. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for parks for additional costs for water and sewer. Item G is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 1 for purchase of a truck, conveyor belt, and minor equipment. Item H is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 6 for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $15,234. Item I is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Jefferson County Water Control Improvement District 10 for Priority 2 project funded at 75%. And item J is regular county bills check numbers 508026 through 508275. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Item H.
That was my question exactly.
Yeah, it's going to push it higher. I think that was part of that budget discussion we had. This should get them through the end of the year. Possibly after our discussions, he'll reduce that those number of hours. But yeah, moving that in, it's going to be a lot more than what was originally budgeted.
So pretty much all these items that he's transferring funding from, were they used up, or are they, I mean, where are they on the percentage-wise right now? Because you're taking $8,000 out of overtime allowance.
he hasn't been using his overtime.
Yeah.
Some of those could be adjusted in a future budget.
$3,000 cold load, that means you had quite a bit of money in there. So.
Which means we're over budgeting for a lot of items.
Correct. Possibly.
Well.
If you had a change in a deputy or something like that, that would.
Well, I mean, it's kind of farcical because, you know, we come in here and do the budget, and every year, and we will say no to extra help, trying to keep similar departments at a similar level with similar workloads. Or even some with lower workloads that have higher budgets on that. And then they come in every year and do budget transfers to basically get what they want in the budget transfer environment that they didn't get from the commissioners in the budget workshop environment. So it's kind of an end run, but.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I just think we need to look at it closer for us, what they're transferring out of. And I mean, you know.
And now's the time to cut it for next year.
And that's what we need to highlight that for us, the next budget discussion, Fran, Pat, if you don't mind.
Yeah, and I guess, does it affect when they raise the extra help or whatever the item is? Does it kind of set a standard that we use from now on going forward? In other words, I use $30,000 last year, so I should have $30,000 this year. Is this a one-time event?
Usually this is recurring with certain departments.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other concern I have is the Fair Labor Standards Act issue.
Correct.
I want to make sure with HR that we don't get into a problem with that through this transfer, because I don't want to end up with an issue of whether or not we're providing health insurance and retirement and everything because we went past the 29 hours or 28.72 or whatever it is. So, as a matter of course.
And I assume the part-time rate or the extra help rates are governed some way. In other words, I pay him $10 or I pay him $30.
Normally it's an amount, and so they have to live within that amount. You know, the hourly rate is usually within reason of what somebody comparable is doing. There's really no standard part-time gets, 80% of what the full-time spot is, but you know, long time ago, there used to be something.
Excluding benefit?
Yeah, there's no benefits on the part-time. Right. Now, you do have.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're comparing them to a full-time person, you don't put the benefits into the 80% of a full-time plus benefit.
Right, but let's say the full-time person makes $20 an hour. The part-timer is probably going to make $20.
16, okay.
There's no standard for that.
We used to try to do that.
You could pay your part-time as much as you're paying your full-time, less the benefits.
Yeah, but sometimes they have just as much experience.
What governs the part-time is the dollar amount.
Yeah, that's what I look for.
Yeah.
It's hard to find nowadays.
That's where you control
right.
The amount.
Not really. You have to retire and get on and figure out what the wife has. They want to come back to work.
Yeah. So we're taking an action on H?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're gonna
need to deal with it though.
Yeah, we need to deal with it.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
So that's aye less H?
That's everything.
No, that's everything.
That's everything.
Okay. If you want to vote no, that's fine.
Well, there's only three of us.
Huh?
There's only three of us.
Man, you can't poll the court. You vote your conscience.
Yeah.
Power of the vote.
Okay. All right. Anything further? Anything anybody wishes to bring to the attention of public, although I don't think we're filming this, are we? Or are we?
The light's on.
I don't see a green light up there. All right. On the camera.
Yeah, there's one over here.
Oh, we're just watching you.
All right, good meeting.
All right, anything further, commissioners? All right, safe travels to y'all as you go to your schools. Thank y'all for staying here. And we are adjourned at 9:43 a.m.